This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and First Lady Melania will be touring the devastation in Florida and Georgia from Hurricane Michael today. At least 19 people are known dead from the storm, but there are at least 50 people unaccounted for in Panama City and Mexico Beach. President Trump says there will be, quote, severe punishment if it turns out Saudi Arabia is behind the disappearance of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. In an interview with CBS's 60 Minutes, though, Trump didn't go into detail of just how he might punish Saudi Arabia.
It's being looked at very, very strongly. We would be very upset and angry if that were the case. As of this moment, they deny it, and they deny it vehemently.
Turkey says Khashoggi was killed by a Saudi hit team at the consulate in Turkey. Now Turkey and Saudi Arabia have agreed to form a working group to look into it. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo ordering the state police and the FBI to investigate Friday night's Upper East Side brawl between the right-wing group Proud Boys and left-wing protesters. Video showing Proud Boy members beating protesters after the Proud Boys founder spoke at the Metropolitan Club. Three protesters were arrested. Enraging witnesses and some officials, the New York Police Department says it's searching for more persons of interest in connection with the incident. Sears is filing bankruptcy in an effort to survive. The 124-year-old company that once dominated retail in America filing for Chapter 11 protection. Before internet shopping drastically changed the retail arena, Sears stores anchored malls nationwide. Sears' bankruptcy petition is listing assets of $1 billion to $10 billion, but liabilities between $10 billion and $50 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Prince Harry and Meghan, Duchess of Sussex, are next in line to become royal parents. Kensington Palace announcing the former Meghan Markle is due to have a baby in the spring. It will be the first child for Meghan and Harry, the royal couple currently on a tour of Australia that got underway this morning. The prince and the former American actress married last May. A nonprofit auto safety group is demanding that Hyundai and Kia recall nearly 3 million vehicles, saying they could catch fire. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Center for Auto Safety issued a statement on Friday calling for Hyundai and Kia to recall Kia Sorento, Kia Optima, Hyundai Sonata, Hyundai Santa Fe, and Kia Soul vehicles. Executive Director Jason Levine said the number and severity of these complaints when people are simply driving their cars on the highway is frightening. They also cited at least a dozen instances where a fire occurred after consumers had an engine-related recall performed. Hyundai told car news site Jalopnik it already addressed the underlying problems with the cars in previous recalls. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And a U.S. Air Force technician working on an F-16 at a U.S. air base in Belgium last week mistakenly fired the F-16's cannon and destroyed another F-16. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, if your feet got to be anywhere, beyond the rock, that's the best place, I can tell you. Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We are expecting America's sheriff, straight talker David Clark, to be joining us in just a moment. Lots to discuss with the sheriff, and so stay tuned for that. But meanwhile, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. If you want to drop me an email, we always love hearing from you. Good, bad, or indifferent. Okay, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. That is the location and the information you need to have. It's all right there. Past interviews of all the many guests we have and experts that we're happy to share with you because we're givers, you know. It's right there, absolutely free, available for you to download and share with your friends and neighbors. Pass on the good word as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. That's our commitment to you. I mean, after all, when you think about, as we were talking with Dr. Carol Swain earlier, when you're thinking about getting this country back on track, we need to be anchored in the truth of the matter. And, of course, it is tough right now because of the unhingement of our culture driven by the mainstream media and those on the left. Because, you know, as we say, and you heard this, you know, and maybe you might take it for granted and think, okay, well, it's just these antics that are taking place. It's the nature, you know, this has been the nature of our country. And you're exactly right. Whenever you have an idea, you're always going to have a counter-opposing idea. That's just the way it works. That's humanity. But you need to be aware, nonetheless, that what is your focus? And that's why we bring, you know, to mind here that this isn't a Republican or Democratic thing. This needs to be about an American thing above all else. You know, those on the left, it gives them place when we are divided. They love this. I mean, they're celebrating this. And, you know, of course, I ask the question, maybe you do as well, saying, well, OK, well, what's the point? You know, why are you celebrating all this outrage and dismemberment and tribalism that's taking place? I mean, what is your intent? And clearly their intent is, and I know it's hard for many Americans to get their brains around this because we don't think of people being this diabolical, because for the most part, America has been so blessed by this country that we've been able to enjoy. And we think for the most part, you know, I mean, we get some knuckleheads there, but for the most part, you know, we do the best we can because we're all getting through this journey of life together. We come from the prosperous, most prosperous nation on the planet, just about. And whenever there's issues of, you know, international import or significance or disaster takes place, I mean, it's friends, neighbors, it's, you know, just like what's happening in Florida right now and on through, you know, Georgia and the Carolinas when people are recovering after Hurricane Michael. It is absolutely key. And as Brock Long, you know, pointed out, the administrator for for our governmental service emergency services there for FEMA. You know, that's foundational, is that you have the local entity. The federal government and government officials in the state and that can do so much, but really where the hard work really takes place is right at the ground level. And it's a lot of it comes down to neighbors helping neighbor. I mean, sometimes, you know, get them out of danger, get them on a boat or, you know, get them down the road, you know, take them in, all this. I mean, all these stories that there's so many. I mean, thousands and thousands of heroic stories that are out there that are yet to be told, that anecdotally are being passed around in the neighborhood, because that's what we do. You know, that's our heart outside of the political process. And this is, I guess, what's so frustrating for many of us as we look at the political process right now and see that we're frayed. And, you know, to what good? You know, to what are we doing here? But I think that, again, as we were talking with Dr. Carol Swain, and I was looking to get, you know, the sheriff's perspective on this as well, is that if we're not focused on the main thing, the right thing, and that is the great American experiment, it's what brings us all together. It's what, you know, unites us. It also is what is that light on a shining hill that President Ronald Reagan talked about, that draws others from around the world that says, you know what, I want what you guys have. I want to be able to be free and to, you know, think big ideas and have an opportunity to be able to realize those dreams for myself and my family. This is why people come, you know, to America. But we also need to make sure that at our borders, we have people who come in that are friends and not foes. They come here with the right intention. You know, as you know, Jim Garlow and Dave Barton have pointed out in their book, which I highly recommend that you get your hands on, that you read about it, particularly as it relates, you know, to immigration, the foreigner, the biblical perspective of what it's all about. Because sometimes what happens is people have read a portion of the Bible and take it out of context and think that we're supposed to treat everybody the same. No, that's not the case. God knows that people, you know, come into countries, you know, for different reasons. And but you need to be able to vet them and say, OK, well, you know, here's somebody who wants to come in and assimilate. Well, if you're going to assimilate, that means that your faithfulness, your vow to your new country is taken and received and accepted. But you have to live that out in such a way to where you are an asset to your adopted country. You're not a detriment. And what's happening, unfortunately, is all that has gotten confused because we've abandoned law and order and common sense. I mean, this is stuff we've done before. I mean, you know, 200 plus years of history. We know how to do this. But what's happened, for whatever interest, and, you know, some say, well, it's because the people on the right, you know, they want cheap labor, and people on the left, they want votes. Well, regardless of whatever the wrong motivation is, we got to get connected to the right motivation. We're unhinged from law and order and, you know, our past experiences. Why are we recreating problems? I mean, our forefathers, others before us, they went through this process. I mean, at one time, America had a good idea on how to handle immigration. And along the way, for whatever reason, you know, we've unhinged from those practical points that really make sense out of immigration, that makes it win-win for everybody. You know, you don't want somebody coming into the country unable to be successful. We want to make sure they have a fair shot. And this is why if you come in legally and you apply for citizenship, you have to demonstrate that you're not going to be a liability to the people in the country, to the citizens. Makes sense, right? But yet we have political forces in this country that says, oh, well, that you know, liability, schmiability, that doesn't matter. Just come here. We've got plenty of money and we'll make it work. And we'll spend the people's money, even though you're ill-equipped to do so. Oh, and we'll let you get in front of the line. You know, even though there have been people waiting in line for years, like, you know, Irish John. I don't think he's still in line. He's been in line for, what, over 14 years now to become. He loves America, wants to be here. You know, when you talk to him, this guy would be an incredible asset to his neighbors, his country, what he would contribute. And he's there waiting in line. And there are many others like him who are very qualified and are eager to come here and to do us no harm, but to add to the proposition of the great American experiment. So what's so wrong about that? But there are some that would want you to think that it's okay, and somehow, you know, this all serves their purposes, that if this country and its ideas implode on one another, then somehow they're going to take over and make it better. Well, I'll tell you, what a delusion they have put themselves into, and it takes people with right reasoning to keep them and keep us all on track. So do not give up fighting the good fight, okay?
Wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com, VercelMedia.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
I am counting every blessing. Counting every blessing. Letting go and trusting where I cannot see. I am counting every blessing. Counting every blessing. Surely every season you are getting to me.
Bill Martinez, live.
This way, like. like is fresh and very independent. Okay, a little bit ornery once in a while, just for a little bit of spice. Why not? But at the end of the day, we're still pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, and we're focused on this great American experiment. Not a Republican thing, not a Democratic thing. Boy, I'll tell you, this thing is just out of sorts. I mean, if you could get the parties together and say, look, behave yourselves, you know, stay in your lane, you know, like we were talking with Jeff Kemp. Important, you know, to find the lane, and that's your job and your responsibility. And, you know, when you get people out of their lanes, which is, you know, quite interesting, you know, in light. I think this is part of the dynamic that has occurred as a result of the election of Donald Trump, because, you know, he didn't come in a traditional sort of way. And so it's given license for people to get unhinged and think that, okay, well, if he can be president of the United States, you know, maybe I can be. Well, but as he told Leslie Stahl last night, you're not president, I am. And, you know, the American people have spoken. And quite frankly, you know, now, according to Rasmussen, 51% of America says, look, we're behind this president. And I say, well, look, if you're behind the president and what he's been doing, which has been you know, absolutely stellar, I think, by comparison of what we've gone through, and you want to continue on with the trajectory that this president has put this country on, then you need to send reinforcements. You know, we need to get people there who want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And we've got to make sure that their language is backed up by their action, because as we know, and as Billy Graham told us on a couple of occasions, that you can always tell when a politician is lying, and that's when they're moving their lips. So, you know, we need to be careful of that. We can chuckle about it, but, you know, we've had enough of the lies and the deception. You know, we got to speak the truth. We got to speak truth to power, and we have to speak truth to one another. You know, and, you know, of course, we've got a very contentious marketplace right now that somehow abhors the truth. And so then it's a matter of, hey, let's just shout people down because somebody's truth is more truthful than the other and it trumps the other. I mean, you know, this is like we're in a circle here. We get these circular arguments and we're not accomplishing anything. We're just frustrating the heck out of one another. And, you know, what are we accomplishing? You know, as we were talking with Dr. Carol Swain, you know, the frustrating thing is, you know, ladies and gentlemen, this is our money. This is what we're paying. This kind of government we're paying for is this kind of insanity. And, you know, and I get it. I mean, what I'm seeing and I'm encouraged by this is we, the people, are speaking with their channel changers and going, hey, you know, I'm just not going to watch this show. I'm not going to participate. You know, go ahead and reboot Murphy Brown and look what happened. I mean, it was a disaster first time out. You know, and that's with even Hillary Clinton, you know, on the show. So I'm not sure she wants to, you know, align herself with that other than, you know, it's more of the same of people, you know, birds of a feather flocking together. But, you know, we've got enough people in our echo chambers telling us, you know, what we know and what we want to hear. The challenge is we got to get outside of those echo chambers and actually communicate with one another, to where people can feel validated and feel like their opinion counts. But, you know, if it's a shout down, if it's look at my way or no way, you know, if that's where we are, I mean, that doesn't get us anywhere. That's not really the American way. I mean, you might say, well, you know, maybe it is to a degree. Yes, we fuss. And after all, the very DNA of this country is a revolution. And, you know, some have suggested maybe we're way past due for a revolution of sorts. But I believe that a revolution that does not encompass a spiritual revival is going to be a disaster. You know, the very heart and soul of America at its founding was its spiritual roots. And America has abandoned that, truthfully. And so I'm sure God is laughing, you know, looking down and going, well, how do you like yourself now? You know, you know, just at times I feel like God has turned his back on us, and rightfully so. You know, we've not been faithful. You know, a country that at one time was mostly devout and understood that by the hand of divine providence, this great American experiment was able to be realized and move forward. And look at the great things that we were able to accomplish. But somehow along the line, you know, people of elitist thought, who felt like, you know, they didn't want God in their lives. They didn't want God intruding in their lives. They thought they had it all figured out. because, you know, if there's no God, I don't be accountable. I can do as I darn well please. I can go ahead and murder 60 million babies. And by the way, I hope you had a chance to see the Gosnell movie. We're going to be talking with Bob Waliszewski in a little bit about that. Very, very powerful movie. And, you know, all based on the book that was written by Anne McElhaney and Fela McAleer. And it is powerful, you know, what happened. And for me, the big takeaway after watching that movie is how many other Gosnell clinics are out there because of the political environment that you can't talk about abortion. That's a, I mean, look at, we saw what happened with the Kavanaugh hearings. And, you know, core to all this was, you know, the movement by radical feminists that, you know, want to protect, you know, as Hillary Clinton has said and others, they want to protect what they, you know, somehow that they feel like they've earned, you know, this right to murder babies. And I would say for somebody who still believes in pro-choice that they should consider the process. And I think that that's what's been hidden. And through sonograms and other, you know, critical information in this debate, women and even men are realizing, you know, what is involved in the harvesting of baby parts, what is involved in the abortion process, how that baby. I mean, it's not a bunch of nebulous flesh like a tumor, but an actual child, and how it is ripped out, literally ripped out of the woman's womb. And even from that process, how, you know, I think, you know, how we've been able to avoid incredible damage to a woman and to her body because of this process. And one of the stories that they bring out, and this was prior to, and I'm talking about the Gosnell movie, one of the stories, and this, you know, got Kermit Gosnell in trouble the first time, and he ran off to the Bahamas for a while until everything died down, was prior to Roe v. Wade. It was back in 1972. They had a bunch of women, I think about 15 women, come in, and these doctors and scientists came together, and they had come up with this way to, you know, to execute the, interesting word, execute the abortion process. And what they did, they inserted into the woman's womb a metal ball, and then it would open up, and it opened up with a, if you can imagine this, a bunch of knives, you know, just coming in and, you know, like a Pac-Man, indiscriminately just cutting out flesh. And it was an absolute disaster what occurred, as you can only imagine. And this happened, too. I mean, here it is, a country that was so sensitive about coat hanger, back alley abortions. They were experimenting like this. And what they did to these 15 women is just unconscionable. And, of course, then, you know, fast forward a year, you get Roe v. Wade, and now you've got this systematic right of murdering babies. And it's one thing, you know, in terms of murdering them, but in the process, it's not a clean and simple deal. But, you know, their excuse is, well, you know, in medical procedures, things happen. You know, people can die. It's just an accepted consequence to the murdering of 60 million babies. And whether or not women will ultimately find out that they've been lied to, that it's more than just a, you know, like a tumor, that it actually has the form of a baby, and that and the way that abortion process takes place, it breaks your heart. And that movie is breaking hearts. And I believe it is a time, it's interesting that the timing is now that this movie is coming out. Because hearts are changing, hearts are being broken, and there is a transformation taking place. And I would say whether those that would want to say it's my body and not yours, I even believe to their dismay.
This message is brought to you by Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions Incorporated. Obesity is associated with some of the leading causes of death in the United States, including diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and some types of cancer. If you are overweight and feel like you've tried everything to lose weight, you may be ready to consider bariatric surgery, also known as weight loss surgery. The decision to have weight loss surgery is personal, and the reason is different for everyone. It can be emotional and challenging for both you and your loved ones. If you are considering weight loss surgery, Health Partner can help. Len Greer, president of Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions.
Health Partner is a digital health platform that connects you with information and tools to explore your treatment options and to work with your care team to physically, mentally, and emotionally prepare for surgery and recovery.
Start your journey today by visiting thehealthpartner.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump heading to Florida at this hour to see the devastation caused by Hurricane Michael in its panhandle. The President and First Lady are also to visit Georgia to inspect some damage there. Yesterday, Florida Governor Rick Scott was looking at the damage in Mexico Beach and Panama City, where he says he met a lot of people who rode out the storm and said they'll never do it again.
What people didn't realize is they look at these hurricanes and they said, oh, it's a Cat 1 or it's a Cat 2. I've done this before. What they don't realize is one, it could get worse. Number two is the amount of storm surge.
The Commerce Department's just reported on retail sales showing that they only gained a tenth of a percent in September, the same as in August. Retail analysts had forecast a six-tenths of a percent increase. Most retail categories, though, did show solid gains. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
Only for your glory, my hands reach. Up for you to hold me, my soul sings. Up for you, I hold me, my feet dance. Cheer it up, every beat is calling out your name.
Bill Martinez Live.
Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day right here at the intersection of God and country. We're not even messing around, I'm telling you. Hey, you know, it's no secret that people like to update their home to reflect some of the latest styles, whether tackling a full-scale renovation or simply refreshing your space. Renowned designer Bobby Burke is with us, and he's going to share some of his trade secrets on what makes a well-designed home. He is live on-site from Cooper Hewitt Smithsonian Design Museum. Imagine that. Where he kicks off National Design Week in New York City. Bobby's going to discuss the latest trends in home design, tips for those looking to refresh their space, and how consumers can be inspired by the five senses to design the perfect haven. I guess that's what it's all about. We're talking about designing with your senses, right, Bobby Burke?
Yeah, we are. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for joining us. I mean, there you are in New York. What's it like there this morning?
You know what? It is nice and crisp and cool, and I am ready for the fall.
There is something about the fall. It's such a special time. I mean, I'm already smelling pumpkin spice, all that nice stuff and everything, so I'm with you.
Hey, you're engaging your five senses.
Well, there it is. You know, what can I tell you? We thought we'd get this off to a good start. So tell us about what's going on in the world of design today.
Yeah, you know, I'm here at Cooper Hewitt Smithsonian Design Museum in New York. We're celebrating National Design Week with Delta Fawcett as well. And we're in the middle of an amazing art exhibition called The Senses, mm-hmm. Design Beyond Vision. It's sparking a lot of creativity today, a lot of really engaging my all five senses.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's got to be cool because as the lights of people's minds go off, I imagine you're watching them, as you say, because that's the thing that's so wonderful about our senses is when they start engaging, you know, we just kind of light up and we get excited, don't we?
Exactly. You know, we're so technology-driven these days that a lot of times the only sense that we're engaging is our sense of sight and touch of a smartphone. Mm. So it's really important to me to talk about how people can engage all five of their senses in design and really make sure we're cultivating our whole beings and not just our eyes and our fingers.
Well, and as you say, especially with the senses, because really when you think about it, so unlimited, and their creativity, boy, I'll tell you, it just takes on a whole nother form all its own, does it not?
Oh, it absolutely does. You know, from changing up the lighting and the colors in your room to engage your sense of sight, to your sense of feel with different textiles, to your favorite autumn candle that brings back memories of, you know, amazing Thanksgiving dinners with grandma, and even your sense of hearing, you know, sound. Whether it be your favorite band playing when you're eating dinner or a nice little wind chime outside that makes for a nice, relaxing, serene experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're painting a wonderful picture, and I can already feel the senses coming together even as we, you know, engage our imagination. And I guess in part, that's what it looks like when you engage the five senses and you, you know, in your mind and why it's so essential to the look and feel of your home, right?
It really is. It really is. You know, great ways to really engage those senses in your home is just updating a little bit, whether it be with different color paint on the wall for a sense of sight and lighting, or nice textural pillows and throws, or even in your kitchen and bath if you're updating that. Things like the Delta Trinsic Pro faucet, it has a nice smooth finish, but then the spout that you can pull out of it is textured. So every time you're touching it, you're kind of engaging that sense of touch and feel.
Well, we're talking with celebrity designer Bobby Burke. He's given us designing tips with the senses, and this is National Design Week, October the 13th through the 21st, and he is live on site from the Cooper Hewitt Smithsonian Design Museum in New York City. I bet just even being there, Bobby, it's really, in terms of stimulating your creativity and ideas, it's just got to be a wonderful spot to do this.
Oh, I mean, you have no idea. Just from the artwork, to the textiles, to literally the kids' dishes that have a kind of a textural feel to them. You know, you don't think about how small little things in your life, like a plate or a cup or a fork, every day engage those senses, but they really do. And people that design these amazing products really put a lot of thought process in how these are going to affect everyone's day-to-day life.
You know, when you think about it, Bobby, it's got to be fun for you and for our audience as they engage their senses, as you touched on, you know, just, you know, touch, you know, as you're touching on touch. Textures are a simple and fun way to invigorate the sense of touch, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, I love using different types of textures and stuff on my pillows and throws. Because it really, you know, even if you're just sitting there watching TV or playing on your smartphone, you know, you're engaging your other senses as well.
Mm-hmm. And then when you talk about sight, you know, your eyes, you know, they will, it's interesting how they will gravitate to something that is unique and creative and special as well, right?
And not just that, but lighting, you know, people don't think about how lighting can really change up a space. You can have a space that feels a bit drab, and if you light it the right way, it can really just engage your senses and make the space feel so much warmer and inviting.
Well, and as like you said, I mean, unlike 10 years ago, I mean, the creativity and technology has improved that, you know, having fun with, you know, with lighting is just so much easier today, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. Engaging different LEDs, different types of Wi-Fi enabled systems. You know, there's so many ways to engage your senses now that weren't before. Again, even in the kitchen with your faucets, the Touch 2.0, or the Touch 2.2, Touch 2.0, it's like H2O, I always want to put it down in there, where you can just touch your faucet and it comes off and on. It's a really great way, again, to engage that sense of touch without even having to do much.
Yeah, you know, and one of the things that we haven't talked about much is that, you know, we touched on it a little bit, you know, because we talked about scented candles and, you know, the sense of smell. But there is something special about this, like you say, the autumn season. It brings with it a unique odor, does it not?
Oh, absolutely. And growing up, I grew up in Missouri, so we definitely have fall. And just the smell of the leaves falling, it's a very distinctive smell. And every time I go home in the fall, it just kind of takes me back to riding on the swing at school and jumping into the old pile of leaves. Autumn, it has a very nice smell to it.
Yeah. Well, you see, you got to grow up in Missouri. I grew up in Southern California, and I told people the first time I went east and saw the autumn colors, I was just so stricken by it. I couldn't believe it, you know, just how brilliant the leaves were and I mean, just the colors of the season and everything. You know, I was so used to, in Southern California, everything was smog brown, you know what I'm saying?
Yep, I live in downtown L.A. right now.
Okay, see,
you know what you mean. It's actually nice being in New York right now in October. October and May are my two favorite months in New York, especially October, just because you get to drive upstate, see the amazing tree colors, going through, like, Hudson Valley. It's quite an experience.
Yeah, really. And, you know, when talking about sound, some of the ideas you have, is to create a tranquil oasis. I like some of your ideas, you know, like a wind chime or indoor water fountain. What other ideas do you have?
Aromatherapy scents are definitely a great way, because not only are they engaging your sense of smell, they're engaging your memories. You know, scents are one of the ways that we remember memories the most. And so engaging your sense of smell, you know, I always love different types of candles, changing them up so that way you don't become nose numb to them. A nice, you know, like I said, the wind chime outside, don't put it inside, it might drive you crazy. And also indoor water fountains, like you said, it's a great way to not only engage your sense of sound, but also touch when you're sticking your hand in that water fountain.
Well, without a doubt, Bobby, I know you got to hustle off, and we've really enjoyed our time together. Appreciate the great tips. Where can people go for more information?
You can check out Delta on Instagram at Delta Faucet, or you can go to deltafaucet.com/designbeyond.
Well, Bobby Burke, nationally recognized interior designer, best-selling author, member of the Fab Five, and Netflix Emmy Award-winning remake, The Queer Eye. Bobby, thank you. It's always a pleasure to have you with us. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, man. You too.
This message is brought to you by Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions, Incorporated. Osteoarthritis, also known as OA, is one of the most common forms of arthritis, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. OA can lead to significant pain and stiffness in joints, such as the knees or hips, making it difficult to carry out everyday activities, like going for a walk, gardening, or playing with your children or grandchildren. In fact, OA is one of the most common reasons a person will need a joint replacement. The decision to have knee or hip replacement surgery is personal and can be challenging. If you're experiencing OA pain and considering surgery, Health Partner can help. Len Greer, president of Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions.
Health Partner is a digital health platform that connects you with information and tools to explore your treatment options and to work with your care team to physically, mentally, and emotionally prepare for surgery and recovery.
Start your journey today by visiting thehealthpartner.com.
This is Dan Perkins for Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us with your Veterans Tip of the Day. You served your country, you made a difference, and now you have a chance to make a difference once again. Your country needs you to fight one more time. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Next month may be one of the most important midterm elections in our lifetime. You, along with all Americans, are going to be asked if you want to go forward or backwards in America. To be part of the decision, go to the polls and vote. Encourage your fellow vets to vote and your friends to vote. Unless you vote, you can't have a voice. We want to hear from you. The best way to do that is for you to vote. Your vote counts. You don't have to put on the old uniform to fight in this battle. All you have to do is check a box or pull a lever. Go to the polls and show your support for the Constitution and America, the country you may say is your own. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Home. makers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
God help me.
Bill Martinez, live.
And again, to the point, you know, where sometimes you just go, oh, God, help me. I can barely breathe. I'm just, it's like all the walls are caving in on us. And it is, but for God, right, to get us through that. And we're so grateful. And that's just putting it lightly. I mean, it's a whole other discussion altogether. And maybe it's just because I'm getting ready because Bob Waliszewski is coming on. Bob Waliszewski with Focus on the Family, PluggedIn.com. He is the director of media and culture. Also heads PluggedIn.com that reviews the movies and comes on most every week, except when he's out fooling around, you know, traveling the world, you know. And but it's good to have him here with us. Robert, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Haven't been traveling the world much lately. Just sticking out the home front, which is good.
Well, I'm in California, heading more west. So I'll be heading to Hawaii to see the 2-year-old grandson, who's just he is nonstop. He's such a ball of energy. I mean, I love FaceTiming because whenever I feel like I'm at a low energy level, I plug him in and. Off and rolling, you know. It's so wild.
Pick me up.
Yep, exactly. Hey, well, lots to talk about, but if it's okay with you, I want to start off with the Gosnell movie.
Yeah.
You and I touched on that a little bit, but, you know, number's not all that bad for 673 movie houses.
I am actually pretty excited about it, and I was going to start with it as well. So, you know, like minds think alike, or great minds think alike. You know, 1.235 million, 673 theaters, roughly $2,000 every time they showed the movie. For a movie that didn't have a marketing budget, I actually think it's really good. Now, those in the studio may have been thinking, we hope for a $10 million opening, but I don't think that would have been realistic. But I think here's what we're getting. We're going to get a film that probably will expand into some new markets this weekend, which it deserves to be.
Exactly.
And it's just a story that needs to be told. Now, we touched on it a little bit last week, but for our listeners who didn't hear us because for whatever reason they're not a daily listener to your show, they should be. Okay.
Shame on them.
Shame on you. Mm-hmm. This is a film that when I heard it was coming out, and I knew that Kermit Gosnell had been convicted of murder and killing all those innocent babies via abortion, not just in the womb, which is bad enough, but also live births and just tons. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, it's going to be such a grisly film. I'm so staunchly pro-life. I was even arrested back in the 80s for helping block an abortion clinic up in Boulder. So, uh-huh. I mean, not only am I pro-life, but, you know, I've actually demonstrated it in
right.
the past. But at the same time, I just didn't want to be subjected to a film that I was going to grimace every other scene. And I'm happy to say the director didn't have me grimace. Mm-hmm. A minor grimace on an autopsy, but it wasn't about a baby. It was an adult situation. And it wasn't that gruesome. And really, this is a film about the prosecution and the trial of the man. Not about abortion per se. And I'm happy to see that people somehow got that message. Mm-hmm. It had a lot of help. I know, Bill, your show was talking right. about it. Janet Parshall on her show, she was talking about it. Michelle Malkin, the syndicated conservative columnist, wrote last week that it is the best film playing in America right now. And when she wrote that and I'm reading it, I thought to myself, really? Is there nothing better? And I looked and I thought, no, she's right. She nailed it. It really is.
For a time such as this, Robert.
For such a time as this.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. And, you're exactly right in your analysis of it. But, you know, in a sense, even though it wasn't necessarily about abortion, it is about abortion.
Yes, it's one of those. It's hard. You can't separate abortion from the film. But when I say it's not about it per se, I mean, don't expect that we're going to see Gosnell actually performing one where we're going to go, oh, boy. And then we have to turn our eyes away. Or if we had kids, we definitely would just say, no, don't look. It's not like that. You know, mm-hmm. we don't have a single scene like that.
Right. Well, so. it is about life. And that's what my takeaway is that you go, okay, no matter how, you know, we can define life how everybody, you know, wants to, according to their own eyes, but it may cause people, and I'm sure it is, Bob, it's causing people to go to God and say, God, how do you define life? You know, especially in light of, new technology, you know, the abortifacients that come out. And, when does it happen? I mean, you know, and I've heard some, very religious people say, well, it doesn't happen until, you know, there's blood in the body and the baby is seated in the womb, you know, then that's when it happens. And I said, well, you know, God is, very clear in talking about how he knits us together in our mother's womb. You know, so I would look to God to see how he defines that, not some scientists or certainly not an interest group that wants to continue to promote this practice that, God even told the children of Israel one time when they were sacrificing their babies to Molech. He says, what were you guys thinking? Who told you to do that?
Who told you to do that?
Exactly, yeah.
Why would you even come up with, why would you even think I'd be in favor of something like that? You know, the God who's so pro-life and made life and gives life would want people to sacrifice their babies. And we do that as a culture. 60 million since Roe v. Wade legalized in 1973. So part of this film for me was also the realization that Kermit may be spending the rest of his days in jail, but with 60 million abortions having been performed since 73, they go on every day in America quietly without a lot of panache. And we have to think, is there someone like him right now? That's just as guilty, just as bad.
Exactly.
Or could there be very shortly, and because history unfortunately, sometimes repeats itself, even when you think it could never. I take, for instance, the rise of Nazism or skinhead movement, whatever, and the anti-Semitism that goes with it. I think, didn't we learn that in the after World War II and the Holocaust? And how could it ever raise its ugly head? And then I read reports about what's happening in these skinhead groups and how they hate blacks and they hate Jews. And I think, come on, you guys. We should be well past that when history repeats itself. And then on the abortion side of the issue, I think, could it happen again? And I think, you know, it may be happening right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was my question with Ann. Ann McElhaney, who is an investigative journalist, they wrote the book. She and Phelan McAleer wrote the book that has now become the movie. And they've done, they've actually visited with Kermit Gosnell. They've gone to jail and visited with him on a couple of occasions and said the arrogance of the man. He has just firmly believed that he's going to be at the country club. He's going to be released. He's going to be, you know, at the country club. He's going to be playing piano again. And said that, you know, it was amazing that the guy is, he's extremely flirtatious, she said. And, you know, even Phelan said that it was everything he could do just to stay in his chair because he just couldn't believe it. But because they were there for the story, they kind of put up with it. But he's very handsy, very flirtatious and delusional. But the thing was, the takeaway when I'd spoken with Ann many, many years ago, as they were putting this idea together, was that, that was my question, is how many other Gosnells are there? She says, yeah, exactly, Bill. And because they're all, you know, and you see it in the movie, they're all under the cover of this very hot potato. I mean, you got a pro-life governor, Tom Ridge. This happened on his watch. And Tom Ridge, of course, went on to become, director of Homeland Security. And but the governor of the state there, Pennsylvania, and... you know, he's there. So it's all under the guise of this political hot potato abortion, everything. Nobody wants to touch it. And now you've got guys like Gosnell out there doing these kind of abortions that are just horrendous and getting away with it.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. The other thing that probably is worth talking about, the number four movie
Goosebumps?
In the nation is Goosebumps 2, Haunted Halloween. It's hard to know where to start with this one, but when I saw it, that even though they treat the whole thing pretty tongue-in-cheek and we're just having fun with it and this ventriloquist dummy that which comes alive and then brings all these Halloween ghoulies to life to, you know, ransack this town. And it's just all supposed to be in good fun and whatever, but there's something about Halloween light for me and thinking of trying to bring little kids, which is certainly the demographic they're shooting for, it just doesn't set well with me. I don't like what it celebrates. Personally, I didn't like the film at all. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, of course, I wouldn't have let my kids read the Goosebumps books back in the day either. So I'm not a fan, and I admit that, and I'm going to say it up front. We may have some listeners that feel a little differently, but I just felt like this is kind of the gateway drug for those kids so that when they're teens, they'll go see, you know, Freddy Krueger and Halloween and the Saw movies so they can really enjoy a real dark film someday. And I'm like, no, we don't enjoy dark films. That's my thought.
Exactly. So, well, it's interesting. What was the one city that now is outlawing? They're going to find kids that are over 12 that go out and trick-or-treat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, we got to leave it right there. Bob Walaszewski from Focus on the Family on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Robert. Have a great week.
You betcha, Bill.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now, 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You can stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.